people here in Wisconsin. Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful.
CBS News Brief. Six people have been killed in severe storms that ripped through Mississippi over the weekend. Milton Goza was in his house in Issaquena County when a tornado came through.
Very bad. And then you go in a house, you got water, and it's just a miracle. A miracle.
He's 88 years old and ailing, but he's hanging in there.
Dozens of children, many from war-torn regions, gathered outside Rome's Gemelli Hospital to show their support for Pope Francis as he marked his fifth Sunday in treatment for double pneumonia.
CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome. Boston's St. Patrick's Day Parade impressed a family visiting from Ireland.
Everybody is absolutely amazing here. It's like being in Ireland, like. So we're really very excited.
The huge parade wound through South Boston, a center of Irish-American heritage, in a city where more than one in every five people are of Irish descent. New York City will hold its St. Patrick's Day parade tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. As new federal policies and proposed funding cuts spark confusion and chaos, Wisconsinites are looking to voice their concerns to their elected officials. And sometimes they're getting resistance, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
$2 trillion in spending cuts for programs that serve low-income families, seniors, kids, and people with disabilities are being proposed in Congress. Every Republican lawmaker from Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives voted for the budget resolution. Though it isn't final, more than a million Wisconsinites could be affected. Megan Rowe with Opportunity Wisconsin says folks are having a tough time trying to share their views when members of Congress won't schedule meetings.
The campaign arm of House Republicans are encouraging members to not hold these meetings, which I think tells you just how much energy there is around these issues.
Last week, Representative Derek Van Orden abruptly canceled a scheduled event because too many constituents were planning to join. Opportunity Wisconsin has launched a website where people can petition their members of Congress to hold town meetings. Nearly 300,000 Wisconsinites are covered by Medicaid and CHIP, and about 71,000 receive SNAP benefits in the districts of GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden and Brian Stile.
Those are real numbers about real Wisconsin families that rely on these programs in order to make ends meet. And so if House Republicans and those in the Senate go along with this plan, that can mean some very devastating impacts for Wisconsin workers and families.
The two chambers will negotiate a final version, which would then go to the White House for approval. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great. Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot.
Before Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows around 23. Mostly sunny, and we'll see a high in the mid-50s on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 33. Partly sunny and in the upper 50s to near 60 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 37.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome in to Hour 2 of the Civic Media Spotlight. We go now to Mino and the Mayor out of Green Bay. Jim and John welcome on Terry Barr for another edition of Slice of Wisconsin, this time focusing on St. Patrick's Day-inspired celebrations taking place in New Dublin, Wisconsin, known the rest of the year as New London.
Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Young journalists are phenomenal to talk to. Great having them on from the Press Times at Tarlnight. There's some great young talent in this area.
I'm sitting in here listening to Tori talk, and you can hear the passion in her
voice.
And even Janelle, it's like, I don't know if I had that kind of passion when I was...
I almost got... Because I went into journalism at first before I got into whatever. But I remember the first couple of times I had to go and cover like meetings at night. And I remember saying to myself, I mean, I just doodled. I was supposed to be taking... It's like, I ain't doing this. I know one thing. I'll go work in the mines before I do this for a living again. Covering those meetings and hardcore news stuff. That's a grind.
But they enjoy it.
I know. You got to enjoy it, or it's a grind.
Even during the break, they don't say, oh, this really, they're like, this is awesome. I love what I'm doing.
No, that's great.
Then you get Tarl, who's taking, you know, a little bit more risk and opening up some opportunities we didn't have here.
I wish Terry Barr would open up some opportunities for us. She hasn't done anything for us in so long.
Oh, she brings us all the info, though.
Yeah, I know, but. Oh, is she on? Oh, I'm sorry.
I can hear you.
Hi, Terry!
Be nice.
How are you? It's nice to talk to you.
You guys too. And I don't know about you, but I loved listening to the young folks too. Honestly, it reminds me of me in a weird way, because journalism is the only thing I ever wanted to do. And I started working at a radio station in Shawano, Wisconsin when I was in high school.
That's awesome. Isn't that fun when you isn't that almost like magical the first time you stepped into a studio at that age and you heard yourself on the air, or you heard yourself through your headphones? And that's when I'll be honest with you.
Just seeing these people that you were listening to on the radio, your eyes are just popping out of your head because you're so excited.
The magic of radio, you can be on the radio and you will have people form these beautiful, wonderful images.
Theater of the mind, everything it is. Yep.
Yes.
It is, absolutely. Here, I brought you some theater of the mind today for a little slice of Wisconsin. What do you say? We are talking about St. Patrick's Day. Now, I know this is a little early, but there is one city in Wisconsin that goes all out, and it has been doing this exact same thing.
New London.
For, I think it's more than 40 years. Yeah. I talked to Ryan Lanning. Ryan is with the Shamrock Club. How appropriate. They organized this entire thing that has now gone from one day to an entire week. Here is what he tells me about why St. Patrick's Day is so important to New London. And this is a slice of Wisconsin, of course. Then listen to learn a little something extra right at the end. Todd, take it away.
It started over 40 years ago, and it's just been a tradition ever since that on the Monday of our St. Patrick's Week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin. And then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and basically everywhere they go and visit everybody, get them excited and pumped up for the week, and start getting things ready.
How excited are people sort of leading up to what they know you'll do in the exchange of the signs, but then also knowing you go to schools and all these other visits that the leprechauns make? I love that.
Extremely excited. You know, we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. There will be plenty of them to be had on Monday, that's for sure. It's just a great time for everybody.
You sign off on your email with a word. What is that?
Sláinte. Sláinte, and that's Gaelic for health. Usually if you're in an Irish pub and you order a drink, the bartender, you could toast your neighbor to say the word sláinte, and that's how you would toast your drink. It just means to health.
Let's say it again. Sláinte.
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 I've never heard that word before, but I'm going to use it.
Let's go.
I do too. And every email he and I exchanged, he would sign off with that word. So I finally had to ask him, what does that even mean? And I love that it is to good health. How perfect.
That's awesome. What are you doing for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, I've been so focused on New London becoming New Dublin, I haven't really had a chance to think about it. One other thing, though, about New London, they've been under road construction. And you know how that goes. Oh. A lot of business ends up driving around. And so they are so excited. All the roads are open. So that's their slogan this year.
Nice.
All roads open to New Dublin so everybody can get back downtown and have a great time. I got to tell you, too, when I was talking to Ryan, he's already well into the spirit. He had a little green cap on. He had a little green bow tie on. Oh, he's just adorable. And we had such a fun conversation.
And Johnny and I are going to St. Brendan's for Sláinte.
Are we?
No, get it?
No.
Sláinte.
Sláinte. Okay. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Forget it.
Hey, Dad, you dropped me off right up here at the corner. I meet my friends at the downtown mall.
All right. But,
Terry, did you know that Monday, St. Patrick's Day, is actually Mino's birthday?
Oh, you've got to be kidding. No wonder he asked what I'm doing on Monday. Yeah. I suppose we should be celebrating John Mino's birthday. Or are you O Mino on Monday?
Yes, I'm not this Monday. I am. Absolutely.
John O Mino.
John O Mino. I'm telling you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. You turned 50 once, so going to enjoy it. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, Terry, I got to tell you, I'm not even, I tell you this every week. I don't care. I'm going to keep telling you that. Whenever I hear excerpts from your show, they're really interesting stories you have, like this one, but just from around the state. Give that Slice of Wisconsin some pub.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Slice of Wisconsin, every 2 weeks we cut up a new piece and share it with you. And Todd and I have been talking, and what we've decided to do is do the reveal on Mino and the Mayor every other Wednesday.
Awesome.
So you guys will get it first, your listeners, and then we'll share it across the rest of the network and on the website. You can always find the story and all the audio there after Mino and the Mayor. How about that?
I also want to give you a little plug on this, because you've done a wonderful job with it. Is Women's History Month, and you've put together a ton of stories that are airing right now across the network. Mm-hmm. And the stories of the women in Wisconsin, the very first journalist, right? There's a story about the very first journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. Yeah. So thank you for doing that, because those are the stories that need to be told.
There is one coming. I wrote it for Brittany Merlot to voice for all of us. It is about the first war correspondent who was a woman from Milwaukee. She ends up learning how to parachute and parachutes in with American troops to Vietnam. And she's the first journalist to do that, again, a female. Sadly, though, she ends up being the first war correspondent to die when she stepped on a landmine while on assignment. But, I mean, what an incredible story.
Can you back up a little bit on that one, Terry? Okay, she's from Wisconsin, went to Vietnam, and was killed in Vietnam.
But parachuted in, which is really cool.
I've never heard this story before.
Yeah, no, I didn't either. I mean, I had to dig deep for some of these stories because I didn't want it to be, you know, the typical stories maybe everybody's heard right. about women who have made history. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for women maybe we didn't know about, current and past. And I ran across her name is Vicki Chappelle. And yeah, it was the 1950s, 1960s. And when she learned to parachute, the Pentagon asked her to go with American troops, the first journalist of anyone to do this. And she parachuted in. She was on assignment and then, yeah, stepped on a landmine, ends up being the first war journalist to die.
Wow.
So, I mean,
that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So, did you talk to her family or just given a synopsis of her career?
Yeah. Sadly, these are only 1 minute stories.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I do my best in writing these to make them interesting, but to give like the full synopsis of what made her so special. And I think that I wrote it well, and Brittany will tell it well. So, it's a good teamwork effort. Okay, awesome. And these have been so fascinating to research.
We have, and I say this with respect, we have some great rock and roll radio chicks that work for us.
No
Terry Barr, Brittany Merlot, Lisa Hale. Yeah. I mean, I'll put these three up against anybody.
Yeah.
Tammy.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hey, we started with the New London, New Dublin. What else is going on? I know Monday's a big, they changed the signs.
Are you having a parade downtown here?
They are. Green Bay, it's on the trail, though. Do they have an actual parade down there as well?
In New London?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet. It caps off the week. So every single day, it's almost like homecoming week at high school. Every single day, they have a different theme and how to dress. And the entire town goes all out. You know, today, wear your green. Tomorrow, it's whatever day. And that goes through the entire week, every single day. There's a party every night. Oh, my goodness. And there's Gaelic bands. There's Irish jigs. There's all kinds of dances they teach. And on Saturday is the culmination of it all with a huge parade. They said they probably have 200, I guess what they call it, not floats, but units in the St. Patrick's Day parade at the end of their Irish festival.
We got to get it called the Omino Parade for
I
next
think so
year.
Too.
What do you think?
You could be the
what do they call the parade?
Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Johnny,
would be perfect, especially on a St. Patrick's Day.
Johnny would cut down the number of units because he'd kick out all the politicians.
True.
bring it down to 150.
I was doing Lisa Malick's show a couple of years ago, and they were doing live. And I want to say the guy started going up to change and like fell off the ladder, where I think the green beer might have been flowing a little early.
Wow.
Oh, Terry Barr, great stuff. Give everybody a chance. Where can they see or where can they listen to this?
Slice of Wisconsin starts every other week, every Wednesday, so like today, right here on Mino and the Mayor, and then it will be across the entire network of the Civic Media radio stations and on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Hey, if you have any ideas, let me know. I am open to all.
Great. Awesome, Terry. That's great stuff. I just in thinking in my mind here, the time you've been on, there's some women in history of Wisconsin. I think that makes pretty good topics.
Oh, you bring it. Send me the ideas or give them to Todd. Poor Todd.
He's our clearinghouse. All right. Well, thank you so much, Terry Barr. You do a great job. Best of luck to you. Can't wait to listen to the rest of your stories.
Awesome. See you in 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. We're going to send a quick break. Back right after this.
Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WISS and WGBW weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam! You lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear a segment from The Earl Ingram Show. This week, Earl welcomed on Mandela Barnes, former lieutenant governor, who expressed concerns about a troubling decline in participation among black Democratic voters, pointing out that turnout has dropped significantly since 2012 and remained low through 2016 and beyond, primarily due to candidates' inability to gain their trust. The more you talk, the more things sound the same.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, Texas, that same number. My guess is former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. So, Mandela, as you've now kind of left the political arena for now, and for the first time in, wow, how long, man?
Well, I can't say that I'm fully left, you know.
I know, but you're not holding an office, and you're not running for
not holding an office for sure. Well, remember, I did have a little brief period, you know, between 2017 and 19, between the assembly and lieutenant governor.
Right.
But you know, and that's the thing too. I'm comfortable enough, you know, not being in office, and that's one thing that happens too often is there seems to be sometimes a dependency on the title, and people feel as if they can't be active or be productive or be helpful or be a part of the conversation without that title, which is absolutely, you know, not true. And having a chance right now to still work on the things that have been important to me for so long, whether it's the clean energy work, whether it's the democracy work, getting people out to vote, creating jobs, like this is the work I have a chance to do and be a part of. And it's exciting for me. I get to work with the same partners in organized labor, get to work with the same partners, even in elected office all across the state. And sometimes I'm not gonna lie, right? You know, there are parts I certainly do miss, but you know, I'd be lying if I said I was fully removed. I'm still here and I'm gonna be active. I'm gonna maintain a presence, especially as this moment calls for it like not never before.
Do you feel unshackled?
No, not yet.
Well, and so the reason I asked the question is you see congressmen and senators who've been there for 35, 40 years, and that's who they are. And so somewhere along the line, you have to lose yourself in that. And the person that you were prior to being engaged, your thoughts, man, on somebody being in, you know, public office, we hear people say it for 35, 40 years. And then it almost appears as though they've got to hold on to it and sometimes maybe lose themselves in it or forget why they're there in the first place.
So I'll say the most important part about that, it's not necessarily the time, right? Like it is the effectiveness. If a person has been in office, whether it's the same office or multiple offices over the span of time, if they're actually putting in the work, if they are actually getting things done, if they are actually showing up and maintaining a presence, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, right? Like, and I do support term limits for sure. I think there should be term limits, but you know, as it stands, like, I'm not going to say that a person who's been there for some time and is still effective just has to go based on the fact they haven't been there, unless there were term limits in place to be all for it.
Right.
Because I know some people who have been in office for very little amount of time and do nothing in the short time that they've had. You don't hear from them on the most critical issues, like people who are freshly elected, who should have the best ideas, who should be, you know, the most emboldened to go out there and, you know, make us think about what's going on and have some sort of presence or pushback to what's going on. And you don't see that. Like, I know a lot of inactive young elected officials, which is the most heartbreaking and depressing.
I'm glad you said that, man, because I see it myself, and they see it as a career path. And, you know, in a representative government, that's a cancer, because the people can't be represented, and the people can only speak through the voices of the people they elect.
It's a lack of bravery, man. It's a lack of bravery.
Let's go to Tom from Richland Center. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Yeah, listen, you think things were bad when George Bush was in there and they were going after Iraq and stuff. That makes it look like Sunday school. I wanted to mention the money in politics thing you guys were talking about a few minutes ago. I ran for state assembly in 08, and back then you could get public financing for a small percentage of your campaign if you decided not to take corporate money. And I did that, and I was one of the few people. And the people running the local Democratic Party, the state party, were really mad at me for doing that, and that I wouldn't take the big money. And then, of course, with Act 10 and all that, Walker threw that all away. But if we had complete public financing of all elections and reasonable numbers, this whole thing would just be so different. But even the Dems don't want to do that. We also had Healthy Wisconsin in 08 that I ran on. We were told by the Dems not to run on it. But the state Senate, which was Dem-controlled, had passed it. It was made with Kathleen Vineout and Urban Bach and a few other people and a bunch of labor people and university people, business people, got together and figured out a plan. Turns out it was way better than Obamacare. It would have let families in a rural area like I live in have $6,000 more a year to spend in town. Well, if every family around here spent $6,000 more in town, can you imagine what that would do every year to the economy?
Hey.
And also make people healthy? And anyway, those are things the Dems decided not to do. The people who decided not to do that are in charge of the Democratic Progressive
Caucus. Okay, so what did the Republicans do?
Oh, they're trying to chop the heck out of it.
I know, but see, Tom, that's the part of this that I don't understand. We can continue to hammer away what the Democrats didn't do, and so then people turn around and vote for Republicans, and it's
or not vote.
Yeah, or not vote, and it's a total wipeout.
Oh, I'm not saying we're not going to vote Democratic if we have to, you know, if that's what our choice is. But you're asking what the Democrats did wrong. They gave up on the things that would have made a huge difference for the regular people, and it's because they went corporate in the whatever.
Thank you very much for the call. Yeah. Do you know what he's talking about, Mandela? They went corporate.
No, I wasn't around at that time.
I'm talking about people even say that now. That the Democrats went corporate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant Wisconsin.
Or also that the Democrats spent more time, they were more focused on urban America than they were on rural America. And as a person who lives in urban America, I don't know where they got that from. Because if you go through our neighborhoods and communities, I don't see where the Democrats have focused on our community. Mandela, do you?
So what I'll say to that point is I've certainly heard it before, and I guess it goes back to the whole point is, you know, as a Democrat, as somebody who is going to continue to be one, whether I'm in office again or not, you know, if that's the way people are feeling, if that is the response, then we should rethink strategy. We have to, you know, figure out what our approach is to meet the needs of everybody across the state. And it's not my first time.
All right, hold the thought. 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. We'll come right to you.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 8 till 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Six people have been killed in severe storms that ripped through Mississippi over the weekend. Milton Goza was in his house in Issaquena County when a tornado came through.
Very bad. And then you go in a house, you got water, and it's just a miracle. A miracle.
He's 88 years old and ailing, but he's hanging in there.
Dozens of children, many from war-torn regions, gathered outside Rome's Gemelli Hospital to show their support for Pope Francis as he marked his fifth Sunday in treatment for double pneumonia.
CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome. Boston's St. Patrick's Day parade impressed a family visiting from Ireland.
Everybody is absolutely amazing here. It's like being in Ireland, so we're really very excited.
The huge parade wound through South Boston, a center of Irish-American heritage, in a city where more than one in every five people are of Irish descent. New York City will hold its St. Patrick's Day parade tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam! You lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you...
Wisconsin falls short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers average 80 points a game. Today, only 53.
Second free throw for Wolf is good. 59-53 Michigan. And that will be your final score here in Indianapolis. Michigan wins the Big Ten Tournament Championship.
Matt LePay on the Badgers Radio Network. Wisconsin's John Tanjay scored only 9 points, mostly from the free throw line. NBA, after beating the Pacers, the Bucks host the Thunder tonight. Doc Rivers asked, is Giannis being overlooked as a candidate for MVP this season?
I was talking to one of the better coaches in the league, and he brought it up. He said, how the hell is no one talking about Giannis? And he's like, he is doing different stuff. His assists keep going up. He's playing better. I mean, I don't know what the guy has to do. I'm not going to campaign. I'm not going to do that. But he is a forgotten guy with what he's doing for a basketball team.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose...
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows around 23. Mostly sunny, and we'll see a high in the mid-50s on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 33. Partly sunny and in the upper 50s to near 60 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 37.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 36 people have died in the U.S. in storms that have been ripping through large swaths of the country since Friday. The cleanup is underway in Paulding County, west of Atlanta.
Cliff White says those late-night storms were like nothing he'd ever experienced.
I could feel the house going up and down, not side to side, up and down.
A massive oak tree toppled over next to his house, clipping the gutters, but he says the wind and rain were so loud he didn't hear it. A nearby neighbor says she was very lucky.
All the trees that are behind my house are broken in half and huge oak
oak trees pulled out of the roots from the ground, and they're laid into the woods away from my house.
Officials here say there were no major injuries in the storms. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Paulding County, Georgia.
In Oklahoma, wildfires have destroyed at least 200 homes. KOTV reporter Craig Day is in central Oklahoma.
Marty and Sandra Snyder looked forward to having everyone home for Easter.
We moved here when I was 21, and I'm 68 now, my whole life. 7 kids here, 20 grandkids.
The wildfire, fueled by 60 to 70 mile per hour winds, destroyed about 20 homes on their street in Manford.
How do you get through something like this?
Faith.
Keep pressing through it.
Houthi rebels in Yemen are promising to retaliate after U.S. strikes on Yemen's capital yesterday killed more than 30 people, most of them civilians. Here's CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland.
The U.S. Navy has maintained an expanded presence in the Red Sea in response to Houthi attacks and provided an air defense network to defend international shipping. This has resulted in our Navy being involved in the longest period of sustained combat operations since the Second World War.
And this late word, an American official now tells CBS News U.S. fighter jets shot down about 11 drones the Houthis launched over the course of several hours this morning. The Houthis also launched a ballistic missile that crashed into the water well short of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier. El Salvador says 236 alleged members of a Venezuelan gang have arrived from the U.S. and are behind bars. The flight that carried them there was in the air when a federal district judge barred the Trump administration from using a centuries-old law to deport them. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
We have seen images of men in shackles descending or being moved out of a plane into buses, and a highly produced and edited video with music in the background, very much in the style of what President Nayib Bukele of El Salvador has shared in the past, and transported, according to them, to the CECOT, which is the Center for the Confinement of Terrorism.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A new report commissioned by faith leaders outlines the high moral stakes at play as the Trump administration pushes to cut federal programs to pay for extending tax cuts passed in 2017. Here's Eric Galatis.
Co-author Karen Dolan with the Institute for Policy Studies says the budget resolution recently passed by the U.S. House would eviscerate Medicaid, the single largest source of health coverage in the U.S., by cutting $880 billion.
The proposal could result in a loss of coverage for 36 million people.
Republicans have long argued that tax cuts boost the economy and allow people to keep more of the money they earn. Extending tax cuts would amount to less than a dollar per day in savings for the bottom half of U.S. families. But the richest 0.1% of Americans would receive over $314,000. Corporations promised to use windfalls from tax cuts in 2017 to raise wages, but Dolan notes the bottom 90% of workers have seen no benefits at all.
When corporations get huge windfalls in the form of tax breaks and tax loopholes, that money does not trickle down to workers' wages or to the economy. All it does is enrich that corporation.
The GOP also plans to cut food assistance by $230 billion and increase work requirements. Dolan says the majority of people who receive assistance are already working.
92% of people who receive Medicaid work either full-time or half-time, or have disabilities, are over age 65, are taking care of children or elderly adults, or are attending school.
This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
There was a time when Barbara
barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows around 23. Mostly sunny, and we'll see a high in the mid-50s on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 33. Partly sunny and in the upper 50s to near 60 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 37.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flick's Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Prego, oh, when you kiss her goodnight, scusi, when you turn on a light, then whisper softly in her ear, right there, grazie.
What's up, everybody? This is Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I'm Joel Clayfish alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
She's here. The cook, the culinary chefery,
yes,
of the show is joining us today.
She's got us all fat and sassy right now.
She's got a big role today. Ellie Lawton is here, our certified trained French chef extraordinaire. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm so excited about this show, Danielle.
Me too.
We've never stacked this many people in the fishbowl before.
We have not.
We've got 2, 4, 6, 7 people with mics in front of them in the fishbowl because this is the culinary edition of Raised in Wisco. That means we have taken the best folks we know from the outdoors who are actual people who use the outdoors. They participate in the Women's Hunting Sportage Association. They travel the United States, the world to hunt and fish. And more importantly, in my mind than that, they eat the heck out of it. And why we are so jazzed to bring you the culinary edition of Raised in Wisco. We've got Alex Ezel, who's not only a hunter's safety instructor, but a fantastic, very accomplished hunter and one heck of a cook. Megan Salazar, and I'm going to tell you, I think her name today should be Megan the Salad Czar.
Because I like it.
She put together a Caesar salad that we're going to talk about that would just knock your socks off. Fantastic. Mike Kretschmer, the Nye's guy from Nye's, he's our meat man on the show.
He
is fantastic with meat. I said it. You are. And Rob Brennecke is along. He's a hunting buddy of mine who joins the show as a contributor from time to time. Great to have him in the house as well.
He brings the smiles.
Rob's here for the food.
Rob's along for the food.
Rob likes to eat.
We all are.
And I have to say, I came up with this cockamamie scheme, and it really was. I have to be honest. I thought, what could we do that would be a fantastic topic for the show and a guest? Well, we always talk about Raised in Wisco being... What is Raised in Wisco, guys?
At the end of the day, it's a cooking show.
It's a cooking show. Thank you, Chaz.
Everybody is repeating it. I love it.
Hand fives.
We are coming to you from the Fishbowl in Concord, Wisconsin, WFSH here. And we are so excited to have you with us. I'm going to do weekly Wiscos, but then we're going to talk about food. This entire show, we're going to be talking about what you can do for wild game, for store purchased meat, for sides. We had deviled eggs that were downright devilish.
I ate my first deviled
egg.
What?
Ever?
Come on.
I'm not an egg person. I hate eggs. The only way I like eggs is on an egg sandwich, so I cannot see it.
Do we need to get a bucket, Danielle?
Ronnie, it's so runny and gross. They're just disgusting.
They're so snotty. Look, I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
So good.
I do not know where we decided that we would start eating the embryos of birds. But
they're delicious.
Whoever came up with that idea is an absolute genius.
And they're worth more than gold right now.
Yeah.
They're not worth more than gold. Listen, I had this.
But that golden egg, maybe.
I had this debate with somebody else. Now, Alex, you have chickens. You actually raise chickens and you have eggs. So you have chickens so you get free eggs.
I sure do.
Those eggs are not free.
My chickens right now are driving me wild.
Why?
Are they?
They're trying to unalive themselves.
Wait, they are trying to do it themselves?
They're trying to reverse
For those of you who are listening, who are actually older than 25 years old, that's what the kids say. When someone wants to unalive themselves, that's like a modern term for offing yourself, right?
Yeah. So yes.
How are your chickens? Okay, this is going to take a road. This is going to take a ramp off the highway now. How are your chickens trying to commit suicide?
So I need to know. One of them decided to go for a deep dive inside the feeder. Don't know how.
They were just hungry.
And it suffocated itself in the
corn. No.
One of my exotic
chickens. Are you kidding me?
Yes, my exotic chickens. And then a raccoon. Like made a hole in my run through my chicken wire and then the chickens all escaped. And then I go back there before I had to work to just change their waters out there because I don't have water back there. And there's two dead chicken carcasses.
What?
Oh, no.
Yep. Now, and then there's other chickens just running around.
When you know they're alive the night before and you find them dead, do you eat them?
No. That's a no-no.
Why is it a hard pass?
Because some type of animal like a raccoon might have rabies has put their mouth and their saliva on that meat.
Makes sense. You said that
and all I was thinking was turducken, but with a raccoon and a chicken.
Well, geez, I think that should be your weekly Wisco.
Like chickens make my hair fall out.
We know that.
Yeah, I complain about them all the time.
We know that raccoon is good. So the point I'm trying to make, I had this argument with somebody the other day. Oh, it's ridiculous. Eggs are $5 a dozen. That's ridiculous. You tell me where else you can go and get that much of a product that is laid by an animal, handled, put in a case, traveled somewhere in a fragile state, brought to market, delivered, passed through the hands of middlemen and ends up on the store. And you get that much of a food product that's that awesome for 40 cents. I still think it's a good deal. I might be crazy. Why are you laughing at me?
I did not know an egg tangent would be happening. That was pretty great.
Excellent.
Oh, that's my first one,
Jess.
Ellie has got the first dad joke. It is excellent, but I'm not joking.
Why?
Oh, come on. I'm not trying to be shellfish.
Oh, no.
I just have a shell, but shellfish
too far,
is
I think
too
we
far.
Just became that allergic to you.
Wow. It's not the first time. I'm not.
So what is your weekly Wisco, Joe Clayfish?
My weekly Wisco is that Wisconsin went from 22 degrees to 70 degrees yesterday, and I spent as much time as I could in the outdoors.
Absolutely.
My weekly Wisco is scouting turkeys.
Oh.
I already started scouting turkeys. It's crazy. You can see them strutting already.
They're everywhere.
Well, Danielle.
Hi.
Damn, that's good.
I'm trying, man.
That is without a diaphragm call.
It is.
Let's hear it again.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
This is like when they ask me to speak French.
Wow, I didn't think that. Hey, Kretchmer,
I see.
That's
what I do on my way to work. Just
all right, so we obviously shifted from culinary to calls. So let's just go that route. Ooh,
look at us.
You guys are a bunch of turkeys.
Oh, Ellie gets another one.
I'm sorry, Chef. Chef, I apologize. You were right. This is a culinary show, and we're going to get into the show.
Focus.
I want Danielle. What's your weekly?
My
Wisco,
weekly Wisco is that I went pheasant hunting. We had 20 birds put out, and we shot 15 of them. And then I made the most delicious casserole. I'm a casserole queen. I love casseroles too.
That is a Wisconsin staple.
Yes,
Alex. Do you have a weekly Wisco this week? Did you do something outdoors?
Minus the chickens?
Well, I mean,
you dealt with the chickens.
Dealt the chickens, but I mean, we made some really good pizzas.
Ooh,
on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think that's all of our Wisco. That's our weekly Wisco.
Wait, did you guys have a slumber party or something?
We sure did. We ate for 12 hours.
We sure did. Wow. Don't go to Sendix hungry, okay? Like $275 later.
Yeah. Don't go to any grocery store hungry.
Never.
I'm going to tell you that. Chef Ellie Lawton, get us prepared for what we ate tonight. Let's hear the menu, and then we're going to talk about everything.
You don't want to hear my weekly Wisco?
Well, sure. I thought you said it was the pizza party that you guys had.
I was going to talk about it more.
Oh, go ahead. Please. Listen, the chefs, Megan and Alex and Ellie are the chefs. They're the star of the show. Yes, please tell me more about your weekly Wisco.
Yeah, so we made four different types of pizzas on Saturday night. We had charcuterie that was pretty intense. Ooh. And then we were really full, so we took a little nap overnight.
Overnight?
We took an overnight
nap.
To
bed?
And we didn't actually go to bed.
We all slept on the couch.
I think that's your point, is that it was just a nap.
It was a nap. It was an appetizer. And that prepared us for breakfast. We had like a 3-course breakfast in the morning.
Breakfast was phenomenal.
Yes, it was. We had Eggs Benedict over crumpets.
With hollandaise.
With hollandaise with right wing sauce in it and a couple provider spices. And
that
then we had brown butter blueberry pancakes.
They were
what
delicious.
Else did we have, ladies?
Maple syrup and car oranges.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Car oranges.
I absolutely love.
What oranges?
Car.
Love blueberry pancakes oranges? With Wisconsin, with butter and Wisconsin maple syrup.
That's how we had them.
How does it get better than that? I mean,
cream corn pancakes.
What?
What?
Cream corn pancakes. My aunt makes.
I will take blueberry pancakes over cream corn pancakes any day of the week. Okay.
I mean, I'll try it.
Well, we're going to try them.
Let's try it.
Let's do it.
I love it. I just love this staple. Blueberry pancakes, Wisconsin maple syrup, which they're tapping the trees for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. They're tapping the trees. So it takes 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup. And my buddy gave me a 3/4 gallon of maple syrup, Butch Ledoux from Ledoux Leather, who turns outdoor animals into clothing and gunslings and belts and you name it, which is really cool. That's a whole extra show. But I absolutely love maple syrup, and it takes so much to make it. You got to tap 40 gallons of sap for 1 gallon of syrup, but there is just nothing in the world that quite tastes like it. And I'm going to let a secret out. It's not on the ingredient panel, but people who love the right wing sauce, the provider right wing sauce, which is a buffalo style sauce,
the
secret ingredient in it is Wisconsin maple syrup.
It is on the ingredient panel. I saw it the other day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I learned the other day.
Oh, never mind. It's not a secret.
I still feel special. Thank you.
Natural caffeine in that maple syrup.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, it's just.
There's natural
your sugar.
In it?
Your sugar.
Okay.
Yes. Natural sugars. My aunt.
Maple sugars.
Yeah, they just put it in their coffee every morning instead of.
All right. Well,
add-ons.
Mike's fun facts.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for Mike's fun facts. We have enough. Fantastic show. We had a Caesar salad today with actual homemade Caesar dressing. We had an incredible homemade pasta with venison, pork, and beef bolognese. And then we had homemade garlic butter for bread and finished it off with a Wisconsin American favorite, hot apple pie with Leduc's custard. We're going to talk about all those, how we made them. Oh my gosh. How on earth am I full and my mouth is watering? What is going on? That's what happens on Raised in Wisco.
Prego. Grazie. Scusi. Prego. It's a dream.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Hey man, it's a kick in the head, but it's perfect for the stomach. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. This is the culinary edition of Raised in Wisco. I can't. Come on, really? What? Have I died and gone to heaven? That's all I'd like
with
to know.
With this apple pie? Yes, you did.
I
did
scammed,
too.
Not only did I scam a certified French chef, Ellie Lawton, but Megan Salazar, who's an unbelievable cook as well, and Alex Ezel, who's made the best fried southern shrimp I've ever had in my life. I conned them into coming here, and we made food from wild game, from natural ingredients, from Wisconsin products, and we all ate. We had a party. Mike Kretschmer's here. Rob Brennecke's here. We had a party and ate this unbelievable food before the show, so it'd be fresh in our minds to talk about. In fact, I just had one last bite of the apple pie, which I will get to, which
you took forever to eat yours. I said,
I can't.
Mine was gone before I sat down.
I've never tasted anything like it, Danielle.
Yeah, I'm a snob with pie, too.
Really?
I'm a snob. I am such a bet.
When I grew up,
I'm learning a lot about you tonight.
You are
snobbing with a pie. Whew. This is rough.
Just and the house, and then the house that I moved into, the Belsky household,
yeah,
they hate pies.
What?
I know. I'm like,
oh my,
I'm gonna pay them.
I'm like, sucks to suck. I'm still making my pies, man.
Yeah,
eat it or leave it.
For you.
I mean, can you have warm apple pie without custard though?
Yes, I just did.
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, that Leduc's custard on the side. What was that custard called?
Salted butterflake.
Wow.
It was their flavor of the day.
It was unbelievable.
It was great.
That is what, and if you're listening to us, you know, we are honored to have you along. We love the folks who listen. They approach Danielle and me and the other folks on the show and tell us they love listening. We love having you here. We talk about the great outdoors of Wisconsin. We talk about food. We talk about taking wild game and foraging from Wisconsin to the table, which there's nothing better or more satisfying. There's so much to do in this great state. And we're so thrilled that you can hear Raised in Wisco throughout the state on 21 stations now.
Yes.
All the Civic Media stations at 11 a.m. on Saturdays. Make sure to listen. Danielle, where else can they check us out?
If you cannot listen on Saturdays, you can listen to us on civicmedia.us. Search for Raised in Wisco. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on YouTube. But best of all, you can have us in your car, to your work, to a grocery store, while you're picking up more groceries for the amazing recipes for this. You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple.
Yeah. So there's no excuse. If you miss the show, look it up and listen. I guarantee one thing. You will laugh. That I guarantee.
Yep.
You will learn. Whether I can't guarantee you're going to want to learn what you learn.
Useful knowledge.
It might not always be useful knowledge, but you will learn and you will walk away from listening to us satisfied and wanting to use Wisconsin's outdoors. We had such a feast today. We're doing the culinary edition of Raised in Wisco. We're going to talk about food. And what I tell people very often is you don't have to be a hunter to enjoy the food we put together and to talk about, learn how to cook, learn how to be, a culinary magician. And what blows my mind is that when we talk about this food, and we have Chefery Ellie Lawton on the show every week to talk about a recipe, it's not that complicated. It's what we eat is so good, but it's something that, she's able, honestly, Ellie, you're able to take your knowledge as a chef and use all that knowledge. And we're kind of cheating the system by learning from
absolutely
you.
Absolutely.
I really feel that way.
Yeah, but we learn from it.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 36 people have died in the U.S. in storms that have been ripping through large swaths of the country since Friday. The cleanup is underway in Paulding County, west of Atlanta.
Cliff White says those late-night storms were like nothing he'd ever experienced.
And I could feel the house going up and down, not side to side, up and down.
A massive oak tree toppled over next to his house, clipping the gutters, but he says the wind and rain were so loud he didn't hear it. A nearby neighbor says she was very lucky.
All the trees that are behind my house are broken in half and huge oak trees pulled out of the roots from the ground, and they're laid into the woods away from my house.
Officials here say there were no major injuries in the storms. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Paulding County, Georgia.